Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily News. Second one in a row.
Yeah.
Hey.
But new.
Oh, yeah.
Big look, new setup.
We listened to you. Si listened to it, I should say. So Si's changed it to 6 stars. So bang. Every single 1,000 of you that commented in the comments, thank you very much. Yeah, Si changed it up. He's obviously changed the thumbnail. And he's changed the little thing at the bottom left, right there maybe. Right there.
I hope that's inverted and you're just pointing.
No, you're pointing at the right-hand side. But we have news today. Naba Fekir is obviously the start of it, but
yes.
The fixtures came out today, Bailey.
That's the big news.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, we've done a big show on it on the Redmond TV, which is out right now. So if you want to see us talk in depth on it, it's me, Bailey, and it's Paul talking proper in depth on what we think is the hard bits of this fixture list. What's the best runs for both Liverpool and Man City? We have a big sheet full of Liverpool and Man City's head-to-head. It was really interesting. I properly enjoyed it. There's some good talking points
it's
in there.
Very tactical analysis. You know, we've got all of the League Cup predicted games, FA Cup games, Champions League games, international breaks all in there. So you've got a full list of your fixtures over on theredmondtv.com. And I'd definitely check it out. It was a very fun show to film.
I mean, the run-in's the toughest part, isn't it, yeah. Bailey? Obviously, we come back from an international break at the end of March, go straight into Man City. We've hopefully still in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, then yep. Aston Villa, then the second game of the quarterfinals, Brighton and Hove Albion, which isn't that hard, but it's this last May pop. Part of the fixture list. It's Arsenal, the semi-final of the Champions League, which yep. is obviously going to take us to the
final to win third year in a row,
win number seven, obviously, and then Chelsea, Newcastle. Tough running compared to City's Bournemouth, Watford, Norwich.
Definitely, mate. I'm sure if you've not seen it already, we basically play City away at the start of April. Mm-hmm. Our last six games have Arsenal and Chelsea back to back. City's last six games have got who's the hardest one there? Watford away. Is there probably a hardest game in the last six? But what we discovered on the show, we compartmentalised it, broke down. There's strengths and weaknesses to both of our fixtures. Yep. And City's one is pretty much the start of February, they play Tottenham, and then all the way up until they play us, they've got to play the likes of Leicester away, United away, Chelsea away, with a whole host of FA Cup and League Cup and Champions League games. So,
and then they've got us to finish that
exactly.
off.
Exactly. So the story of the fixtures so far is congestion, and it's going to be squad management and knowing who and when to pick for certain games for both us and City. So if yeah. you like that, if you like the sound of a whole show filled with that stuff, get on over to redmondtv.com. I promise you it's worth your subscription. It was a boss show.
What's the other bit of news, Bailey? The other bit of news that is the title of this video that we knew was going to come back because it's going to come back for the rest of the transfer window. But I'll let you spell it out.
We literally said yesterday about Naba Fekir, didn't we? About not wanting to talk about him, and as if by magic, Fekir is back in.
Definitely watched the show and thought, you know what, we'll do them in.
I think every single Liverpool journalist bases their news off of our show, to be honest.
It's definitely not the other way around.
No. So I'll get straight to the point of it. This is Anfield put an article out saying French journalists claim Liverpool to revive interest in cut-price Naba Fekir deal. Top line is we went in just over £52 million mm-hmm. last summer. We all know what happened, but now we're back in, according to reports in France, like Canal Plus, like Le Progrès, the big boys, and
yeah.
Eurosport's Roman Collet-Goldin, who took to Twitter on Thursday morning to write that the Reds are still very interested. The fee is quoted, hold on.
Go on, sorry.
The fee is quoted for €30 million, which would be around €26.7 million.
So, just as a top line, obviously we'll be talking about all of this on the Reds transfer roundup and stuff.
Yes.
But as a top line, you take Naba Fekir for the cut price, do you reckon? He's not performed at the level that he did the first time we went in for him, but he's mm-hmm. still scoring goals. He was scoring important goals for Leon. He was being tricky. He was being that player that we kind of wanted, shooting from outside the box. Yeah, you've just got it up there, thank you. 2017-18 was 30 matches, 18 goals, 8 assists. 2018-19 was 29 matches, 9 goals, 7 assists. But he was still scored and still being influential in that team.
Still being very much the Nabil Fekir, I'm not saying Nabil Keita then, the Nabil Fekir that we scouted last summer, coming in that 10 role, being a guy who's got great vision, a great shot on him, can score goals, a goal-scoring midfielder is clearly the who we were looking for last summer. I'm in the boat of, please, I'll take him for his price. I'm not going to say no to that, but just get it done. I'm so sick of doing
it. So you're ready to get your heart broken again when we're about to sign him, and then he's like, no, his knee's done.
His other knee's broken.
Well, that's the thing, his knee didn't actually pack in, but we'll get straight into some comments that hopefully Size got for us.
Onto the fixtures, Ibrahim says, I would prefer to lift our first Prem title at Anfield, but I guess Newcastle will have to do.
I'm happy to, if I had to lift a Prem trophy, I'd lift it in Scunthorpe, mate, to be honest. But to lift it with Rafa in the vicinity, that'd be quite nice.
No, we're going to win it on Saturday the 9th against Chelsea at home, so it's fine. We'll do it with a game to spare, mate.
Fingers crossed. Bevoir1980 says, get Fekir in, it's clear he has a desire to play for LFC and will add competition and creativity, get a new Redman.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He must have been gutted, actually, really. When he did his medical, he thought, right, I'm going to play for them. He did every single thing with LFC TV. They were leaked and all that, which they must have been fuming about. And then it comes out that, look, you've failed your medical, mate. We don't know what's going to happen with your knee because we did have Oxlade-Chamberlain out.
Yeah.
But now situation's changed. We've got Henderson who plays that role. Oxlade-Chamberlain who plays that role. We do need maybe a bit more rotation on the right-hand side, maybe. We brought Shaqiri in, so does it spell the end for Shaqiri? It's one of them. No, it's interesting.
I really like the idea. If we can get him for, say, £29 or £27 million, then that's excellent. I think his return this season is 9 goals, 8 assists has been good. Maybe that came off the back of, you know, him wanting his move to Anfield, it fell away. Maybe his heart wasn't really in the team anymore.
He said bye, didn't he?
Exactly.
He rolled up his shirt and all that.
Exactly. So I think that what's important is if we can get a guy of his quality, he's no doubt still a very good player in, like I say, the amount of fixtures we've got, how packed this is, a guy of his quality for that price, I'd absolutely take him.
Any other comments, Si?
We've got a couple of super chats here. So one just coming from Elijah says, what about Bruno Fernandes?
Bruno Fernandes is, for me, the luxury Fekir. You know, he'll play a similar role, attacking midfielder. He's a goal-scoring midfielder. He's a brilliant player.
We spoke about him yesterday, to be honest. And again, we'll be speaking more in depth about him on the Reds transfer roundup, the Reds news roundup. But, sorry, I kind of interrupted
him. No, it's fine.
He did look good for Portugal, and he's been good all season, hasn't he?
It's hard to judge guys off of international games because, obviously, they've played a long, long season and then they've gone to play with their country. But he is a really hot talent. I'd happily take him there. But, again, £80 million compared to the £30 million, if we are truly in for Fekir, that looks more like the deal we're going to do with the funds that have been said to be available to Liverpool.
Yeah.
We had one from Etam Ulasam, says City's LA song aged badly. Yeah, it certainly did. And we just had another super chat in from the XSH Tempest.
Again, man.
Saying someone who makes the fixtures wants to make Everton's Christmas a nightmare because we always get them. Hopefully we get Fekir for 26. Love the vids. So very much again, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, mate. Every single time we do one of these, you seem to pop in with a super chat. We really, really do appreciate it. Yeah, Everton on Wednesday, the 4th of December.
Very Everton again.
The problem is, one of these is going to end badly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be this one because I have full up. This is going to get brought back if we do lose. But look, I think it always brings out the best in Liverpool fans and we get to sing Merry Christmas, Everton.
Yeah.
It is quite weird that we've had it 3 seasons on the bounce, is it, Si? 3 seasons on the bounce, we've had Everton in December.
This will be the 4th.
The 4th season on a run. Yeah. I think someone's tampering with it because they know how big of a fixture it is. I'm quite upset, as Si is as well, that Boxing Day is away this time.
That is a shame. They are always fun games. But back to the Everton home game. I like the fact that it's right at the start of December, right at the start of that Christmas period.
Yeah.
Getting a home win against your biggest rivals, you know, some say United, but, you know, of course, biggest local rivals, that would be huge to spark us on into that big schlog through Christmas and did us a wonder.
Big schlog
through the Christmas period last season. And it did us a wonder. Obviously, we came through Christmas 7 points clear, so hopefully we can stick it to the Ev again.
Yeah, the big thing with this is just how quickly the fixture is going to start up again. I think we've got another, it starts, when does it start? It's on the board upstairs, but it starts very soon, pre-season.
First week of July, we play Tranmere.
There you go. So it's literally starting very, very soon. We'll be here to cover all of it. Have you got one more comment?
Yeah, we've got another super chat. Thanks again. Phil Bourne says, way out there, and he hasn't been linked to anyone. Jadon Sancho to Liverpool.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Sancho was big, big hot property, of course. Had a phenomenal season at Dortmund. Looked really good for England as well. He's a guy that I think will probably stay at Dortmund for another season. You know, he's still developing over there. He's become such an influential and key man in that team. I know that there was potential for him to go to United, but I think he wants to stay at a Champions League club. I think Sancho won't move this summer personally, but he'd definitely be a player I'd be keeping my eye on.
Yeah, he's one of them. Young talent, English as well. I think he probably wants to stay in Germany because he's definitely getting first-team football over there.
In a fantastic team.
Exactly, proving himself again and again. And I think next season he might move from Dortmund for a lot of money. And Dortmund will make a load of money off that. But yeah, there's going to be so many transfer rumours coming out of this summer, and we will be here every single day covering that. Obviously, we're doing a transfer roundup show on the Monday, doing one on the Friday, and we're doing a summer football show, wrapping up the whole of football in general every single Wednesday. So keep your eyes peeled on the website for that. Also, the women are following the World Cup, which you haven't seen. It's been going on for the past week or so. Yeah, they've been doing a really good job following all the England games. So if you're interested in any of that, make sure to go over to the RMTV Women's Podcast on YouTube. But I think we'll wrap it up there, baby.
We smashed it.
That's the news.
Thank you all very much for your super chats. That was a lot of super chats at once. Thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it.
Like I say, thank you again, Si, for updating the six stars so we don't get berated. So, thank you everyone for the comments. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.